We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Very well aware of the circumstances we're all living in. It's unfortunate. And, you know, knowing when this thing first hit back in March, no one really knew what the season would look like. And there's a lot of conversations, both from the PA ownership and just amongst players, and how this would even look. And so throughout the whole time, I mean, I think everyone's in the back of their mind wondering, what does that look like for me safety wise? What does that look like for my family safety wise? And I was no different. You know, I think it definitely, the health and safety of my family, definitely is different than, you know, I think a lot of guys that maybe are single or don't have kids or wives and those things. So, definitely had to take all those factors in, but, you know, I feel safe here. I know, you never know how this is going to fully unfold, but I feel safe here. And, you know, it was something that my wife and I talked a lot about and prayed a lot about. And we feel good with our decisions, but at the same time, completely respect the guys that did decide to opt out for, you know, personal reasons, family reasons, health reasons. You know, like Marquise Goodwin, I talked to him the other day, fully respect his decision. Obviously, I'm bummed that I'm not going to be able to play with him, but fully respect those guys' decisions that do for a number of reasons.
That was the wagon, Carson Wentz.
The Bronco.
Yeah, that's right. He's not the wagon. He's the wagon.
Well, that's what I used to call him.
He's the Bronco.
The wagon.
Well, yeah, but see, you guys call him the Bronco. That's a show thing, right? But I can't call him the
it's
Bronco.
Not a show thing. That's what he is.
No, but what I'm saying is that's what you guys say. I don't necessarily call him the Bronco.
Well, you call him Carson.
Yes. Okay. That was Carson.
Calling him the wagon's a little weird.
All right. Well,
it's not the Wentz wagon. No, who uses that anymore?
It's a good point. Right. So,
back with the, what was it, Barack was saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Biden
told me, look at that. Get on the Wentz wagon. Oh, so me calling him the wagon, is weird, but you guys talking to him like a horse isn't weird.
Is he one of my favorite students? Yes, you are.
And talking about feeding him hay and oats, that's not weird. But me calling him the wagon, that's weird.
Right, yeah, so. It sounds perfectly normal coming from me, yeah.
I was just reading, Joe Giglio's coming up riding with the King at 6 o'clock, right? I was just reading his article on 94WIP.com.
Who, Joe's?
Yes.
Yeah, did it hurt your eyes?
No, it just, you know,
it
like...
hurt your brain?
It's kind of, I mean, he always, the thing that Joe always does is, whether you agree or disagree with him, he always presents his case very well, right? But he believes, so he says, I believe...
Well thought out.
I believe there's a better than 50-50 chance that Hurts is the Eagles starter in 2022, and that goes well beyond where Wentz ranks on summer lists and tiers. The dark cloud hanging over the Eagles involves the salary cap and COVID-related financial issues no one could have foreseen. So he doesn't talk about it being injury-related. He talks about he's playing like a Tier 2, Tier 3 quarterback right now. If he doesn't play like the Tier 1 quarterback... i.e., if he doesn't get better, because Joe likes to say he's good, not great. Mm-hmm. So if he doesn't play better, if he doesn't play like 2017, he's set to make $34 million, which is too much money, and therefore, so his real argument is if Carson Wentz doesn't play better, the Eagles will get rid of him because he costs too much.
Yeah, I don't understand what's better. Play better than what? Get you in the playoffs 2 out of your 4 years? Like, play better than what? Win a Super Bowl in the next 2 years?
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? The Kirk Cousins is a really prime example of this. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not great, but you're good, NFL teams will take that and try to build that around you and hope that you catch fire 1 year. So the known of good is better than the unknown of another player.
There you go.
Right, so that's why the Eagles will never get rid of him.
Yes.
He would literally have to have catastrophic injuries over the course of 2 years for the Eagles to get rid of him.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, Detroit should have got rid of Matthew Stafford 6 years ago.
Yes, I mean, seriously.
right? Like the Chargers shouldn't have waited to year 18 to get rid of Phillip Rivers. They should have gotten rid of him 15 years ago, 10 years ago, mm-hmm. right? Like, that doesn't happen. Yeah, it may sound good in a fantasy world.
How about Andy Dalton?
You just said it perfectly. It is too risky. It is too hard to find a quote-unquote franchise quarterback. So, really, unless it's painfully obvious that Carson Wentz isn't the guy to move forward with, you had better be 100% sure that Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback, because now you have to answer for why you just traded away this guy for a guy that may not be better. And guess what? Cheaper ain't going to cut it.
No.
He's cheaper ain't going
to
cut it.
If Carson Wentz gets hurt and Jalen Hurts comes in and it's fairly obvious to a lot of people, like, wow, this kid's really good, then you have a discussion on your hands, right? But I don't believe he's that kind of quarterback. I don't believe Jalen Hurts is going to come in and challenge Carson Wentz for the starting job.
This is the only place where we talk about replacing the quarterback in 2 years after he's only been here 4 years, and you've won a Super Bowl and gone to the playoffs 3 straight years. Somehow, you're so unhappy about the team and the quarterback's performance that you're ready to get rid of him in 2 years. 3 straight years in the playoffs. I don't care if he hasn't won a playoff game. I'm talking about as a fan base and as a fan and as an organization. It's been so horrible since Carson Wentz has been here. I'm already planning to get rid of him 2 years from now.
And unfortunately, they
that makes no sense.
Yeah, but they're the dummies that drafted a quarterback in the second round that gave fuel to this freaking conspiracy. It actually makes you think if maybe there's somebody
Not really. I mean, there are only a few people that are hook, line, and sinker on this. Like, most Eagles fans have gotten past that draft. We're not sitting here worried about the Eagles getting rid of Carson Wentz 2 years from now. Like, the Eagles fans aren't sitting here worried about that.
No. You want some more Philly's bad news, Ike?
Yeah. No, I don't. Well, but I'm sure I don't have a choice.
You're going to get it anyway. Per Jason Stark.
Yes.
So, there was a coach and a home clubhouse attendant that had tested positive, and they got those results today. Mm-hmm. So per Jason Stark, I'm hearing Philly's players have been told to isolate if possible while they await test results and more daily testing. Yesterday, multiple players were around the coach who learned he tested positive today.
Yeah.
So Jason goes on to say, wouldn't that mean they shouldn't play for at least 5 more days? So players were around the coach that tested positive today, so going by just what they're doing before, that means that it could take 5 days for them to find out the players if they're tested positive or not.
Well, and that's the part of the equation we didn't discuss, that they were working out yesterday and they were around him. So, of course, they're going to cancel the other games because they don't know how many players around him, and could he have passed it on to the other players.
Let me ask you a question. Why were they working out yesterday if they're worried about players testing positive? Unless they were doing it appropriately with social distancing and masks and things like that, which I guess they could have been.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're staggering the players coming in on different shifts as to who works out and when, all it takes is for a couple guys to be around him.
And that's all. Yeah, that's all it takes.
I mean, they're more worried. That's why the social distancing aspect is in there. They're worried about one player having caught it from him and him giving it to other players
to
on the
else,
team.
Yeah.
Yes.
God. So it might not be Monday that they're back, for all we know. Well, I guess we'll find out.
It'll be Monday.
All right.
It'll be Monday.
Well, as long as none of these players
I mean, none of the players or 10 to 15 of the players.
Yeah.
I keep going back to, why do we have 60-man rosters?
Yeah, should they
why
just,
do we have 60-man rosters?
Shouldn't they just bring the 30 players down from AAA and play with them? I mean, it's not necessarily.
You don't need 30 players. I mean, once you find out how many of your players have tested positive, that's why I'm talking about Monday now. The games this weekend have already been decided that they're not going to play. But by Monday, if you have a couple of players that have tested positive tomorrow or either Friday, then get a few more players in here. Get those players out of here.
Yeah.
I just don't get what the purpose of having the expanded rosters were for. If you're going to shut the whole team down if one player tests positive.
Apparently there is no point, Ike.
Man.
All right, let's hear from Mike Garofalo on NFL Network talking about this malign player that we mentioned. Go, Jack.
I was also told by multiple people, and I know it's training camp, everybody's in the best shape of their lives and all this stuff, but mentally, Alshon Jeffrey supposedly right now in as good a place as he has been for a number of years. I'm talking things like locked in, focused, engaging with other people. The Eagles really like what they're seeing and hearing from Alshon Jeffrey right now. And that is a big part of this one, because if this is a guy that comes back with a chip on his shoulder and motivated to, once he's healthy, prove that he can still be a guy that needs to be accounted for and can still be a good teammate inside that locker room, that's going to be an enormous key for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm. Yep. Well, as soon as he comes back on the field and starts producing, I mean, if there's ever any kind of urgency to have a great year, this is the year.
I said this months ago. When asked, could he come back? I said, if I were the Eagles, I sit Alshon down and we have a heart-to-heart. Are you in or are you out? Because if you're out, meaning there's going to be other issues this year, we can just go ahead and release you and take the hit financially.
Yeah, you'll get your money, but we don't
want to. Yeah, we don't want you around. Yep. We don't want you around. So either you're going to be in, all in, focused, do your job, try to be a leader for some of these young guys and contribute to this ball club. Try to be a teammate to everyone, right? Like, you're not going to sabotage the season.
Right.
Like, we're not having that this year. And I knew Doug kept specifically mentioning every time he talked about Alshon, his state of mind and where he was. To me, that indicated that Alshon has at least exhibited to them right now that he is on board. He's working to get back out there. He wants to remain an Eagle for at least another year, which I think that's all he has left is the rest of this year. He won't be here next year, I don't believe. But he may as well go out and try to salvage his career as opposed to being known as a malcontent, disruptor in a clubhouse, slow receiver, past his prime, and headed for retirement. Because that's what was following him. Because forget about what they tell us. When another team calls the Eagles and ask about Alshon, what do you think the Eagles are going to say to them?
Yeah. Positive things.
Right. So either you can get on board with us or we can get you out of here. And it sounds like, at least right now, he's on board. He's not going to play to half the season, right? 10 games.
Probably, yes.
Yeah, so.
Hey,
you know,
it's a good time for him to get in with some fresh legs. And we know when he's right, he can be very effective.
Man, it's another weapon to have. I don't know what these young guys are going to be doing and what they're going to look like. If he's healthy, he's out there. I don't expect him to run by anybody. Just catch the ball when they throw it to you. And I don't need the extra stuff behind this. I don't need all of that.
No.
Like, that's what I don't need.
Delete or block Josina. Go on your phone, hit the block button.
Whatever it
takes. Don't be texting.
Well, she's
not
working anywhere, so.
Yeah, but she with Twitter, she can still cause issues. You know what I mean? I mean, if she tweets it out, she doesn't have to be employed by ESPN to screw things up.
Well, I think he'd be smart enough to at least not use her anymore.
I hope so.
They're already attached.
I hope so. Coming up, Mark Sinner's text line. By the way, Jason Avant is going to be coaching wide receivers in training camp. We mentioned that before.
Oh, my brother, Jason. You can't teach him how to catch.
Well, hopefully.
You can't give him this. Well, you can't do anything about that. You teach him how to focus.
All right.
Get open.
That's coming up. Phone calls then round out the show. Mark Sinner on 94WFB.
That's a gift. That's a gift to have hands.
Mark Sinner's text line next. Rest of your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. Let's talk about Mark's Jewelers for a second. And, you know, you have until the end of July to purchase a diamond ring with 5 years of no interest. 5 years of no interest. Not a year. Not 2 years. 5 years of no interest. That's 60 months. And I had, I'll just say, a friend, because I don't want to give it away, went up to Mark's last night, met with my guy David up there, and made the purchase. Made the purchase. Got the ring, right? So if you know that you've been thinking about getting engaged and you're like, oh, well, you know, COVID-19 totally shut things down. Maybe you're financially, you're not where you were before because of all this stuff. You can get the ring right now and create your own fireworks in July, and you have 5 years of no interest. But it ends soon, right? You got to do it soon. You have a couple days left here to get it done. Today's the 30th. So by tomorrow, 5 years no interest. You can get the ring. You get the ring that she deserves. Maybe even go a little bit more than you would before. Pay it off over the course of 5 years no interest. It's not a better deal than that out there right now. Mark's Jewelers is right there on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Convenient to the Pennsylvania Turnpike, right on Route 309. It is convenient. Get there right now. Here's the website, marks-jewelers.com. Tell them that I sent you, but get there before the end of July. 5 years no interest. Mark's Jewelers.
Yeah, well, first off, genius, I haven't seen you in a long time. That is a heck of a beard you got going there.
Be Kelsey.
I'm very distracted by the beard, but, you know, the question.
Tyler Erskine.
Ah, so that was Carson on his conference call, on Zoom call, and he saw Howard's beard for the first time.
Yes.
It is jarring.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No doubt about it. Hell, yeah. First time I saw it, I didn't know who the hell he was. And you can tell Carson referring to Howard as genius. You know, Howard's been around the team enough, and I'm pretty sure he's called just about everyone genius. I was called genius back in 99, 2000, 2001, 2002, whatever it was back then. And after a while, players, you kind of take it as a term of endearment coming from Howard.
Yeah.
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 So, and that's why you give it back to him. What's up, genius?
What's up, genius?
Yeah.
Yeah, Howard has not texted us today, but he's coming up at 6 o'clock. So yes.
He texted me.
He did?
Still curious about something.
There's always something with him, right? It's always something.
Yes.
Our Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers, 5 years, no interest in the month of July. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Jack, did you win the are you the better producer?
Of course.
Did you win the poll?
Never a doubt.
1 year anniversary of Ben Livingston leaving the show. Jack Fritz been the producer for 1 year. And it's 57-43, and that's only 1,000 votes. So we should keep this open, though.
Of course.
I can't believe it's only been a year.
It's only been a year?
I don't know. I feel like it's been a pretty fast year.
It has been a fast year.
It has been a fast year. Believe me, that Eagle season wasn't fast.
No.
No, that thing took like three seasons.
How about the last 3 months? Has this been fast?
No, it hasn't.
No.
Not fast enough.
But just when we thought baseball was coming back, like... And now
we get robbed. That's what I'm really mad about.
Yeah, it's not just baseball. It's us. The friggin' Marlins ruined it for everybody. Well, we have hockey and the 76ers coming back, so that should help.
That's right. NBA starts back tonight.
Yes, absolutely.
I can't wait to get home.
Pelicans minus one?
I'm in it. Take the Pelicans.
Well, Pelicans are your team, right?
That's my Western Conference team. Right. Sixers in the East, Pelicans in the West.
Okay. All right, text line in a second. T in Collegeville. Hi, T.
My old head, Johnny Marks, Ike Reese.
What's
man,
up, brother?
What's up, T?
Not much, man. I hope next week y'all ain't selling yourself for a bag of Skittles or soda pop and Fritos.
What do you mean?
You signed yourself with chicken wings this week. I was just projecting this week. I hope it doesn't happen.
I think we'll be all right next week, T.
All right. I got my Jack evaluation versus Ben at the end, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I think they misheard us when we was talking about getting a veteran wide receiver to teach these young bucks. I like Jason Avant, man, but come on, man. Howie was cheap on that purchase, too?
No, that's going to help us, T. That's going to help
us. It's going to help us, but, you know, like, was he a prolific wide receiver? I mean,
no.
Good.
No, but here's the thing, though, T. Those guys, no, here's what you want from Jason.
They're the better coaches.
Yeah, because he wasn't naturally gifted. He had to work so hard to get in the NFL. He knows the nuances of playing the receiver position, and he played for almost a decade. See, some of these naturally gifted guys, they don't understand how to teach the game to someone else. Jason's a great teacher.
So what are you saying? Those who can't do teaching away? Because Jason Avant was good inside the middle. He knew how to get open. He was smart enough to read defenses.
Yep.
But at times, since he was known for his hands, he wasn't known for his size and his not. He didn't have much.
Yeah, but T, what wide receiver coach was a great player in the NFL?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like Jerry Rice isn't a wide receiver coach. Well, Sean's not going to be a wide receiver coach.
I'll give you an example because there's not many. But when you have Hines Ward at the Jets being wasted, in my opinion. Man, can we just get somebody like that? Like, you don't want to spend money on wide receivers to bring in our franchise. Then can you bring a nice one as a coach? That's all I'm saying.
I know you wanted to evaluate Jack, but we had to run. Go ahead, Ike. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm with him. I would have loved to have had Hines Ward, but that would have been Hines Ward over the – is it Moorhead? Aaron Moorhead. Like, Jason is coming in as an intern, T. He's not the coach. He's coming
in – for training camp.
Yeah, he's coming in for training camp. I think it's the Bill Walsh rule. They have a rule or something they named after Bill Walsh where minorities can come in and women come in as interns.
As interns.
So the Eagles aren't the only team that's doing this. Other teams around the league that's doing it.
Good move by the Eagles.
And Jason is a guy who may be interested in getting into coaching. this gives him an opportunity to see if it's something he would want it to
sure.
do.
Yeah, it gives him an further, idea of what it takes.
Of what it would be like, yes. Right. But he's just the assistant. He's not the receiver coach. He's only there for training camp.
Mark Cerise, text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Delaware Park's open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Text line.
Text line.
Florida team ruins baseball season. All that statement is missing is an alligator and a naked man running up and down the street. Mike in Birdsboro.
Mike in Birdsboro is a good texter, too.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Yeah, Florida. It's doing a number on us again. Go ahead, Jack.
You guys are saying I can't act? I acted my way to governor of California. Arnold in California.
Good point.
Good point there.
But what will he be known for the most? Is it Terminator?
I mean, that's probably his number one.
But it's not governor, right? I mean, we know he's the governor, but we don't think of him. We think of him as the I'll be back guy first and governor.
Yeah, I know he won the election, but what did he do in California? I don't know what he did in California.
We don't know either.
Yeah.
No. Go ahead, Jack.
Can't wait for my weekly spot in 5 years. Matt Clintak, quarantining in Citizens Bank Park.
Something tells me that Matt Clintak will not be a contributor on WIP in 5 years.
No, I don't think so.
I think as soon as he's out of this city, he doesn't look back, and we don't look back either. Go ahead, Jack.
Two words that describe Ben Livingston. Janis Joplin. He's obviously related to Spike or someone else higher up the chain. Walt from Williamstown.
Well, I don't think that's fair. Yeah, I mean, listen, Ben with the Janis Joplin stuff, and he was kind of an airhead sometimes, right? But Ben earned this producing job at WIP for many years in Pittsburgh being a producer, right?
Yes, when he was an intern here, I met him earlier. Yeah, Ben was fine, but even I had to admit, we've upgraded at the producer.
Wow, look at that. I'm not ready to say that yet. Go ahead, Jack.
Is Jack the John Gruden of the afternoon show? Tony Dungy from Tampa, Florida.
That's another good example. That's a good example.
Yeah, like could John Gruden have come in and built the Bucks from what they were?
Nope.
No, but he took what Tony Dungy built and he won.
Yes.
It's a great one.
I agree.
Go ahead, Jack.
Gotcha, Ike. Spiders in South Jersey.
Big spiders or just the webs more than anything?
No, it's the webs more than anything. Yeah, I don't know if it's the humidity or what it is. I don't know. I've had Orkin come out, and I certainly paid my bill. They sprayed.
Yeah, well, see.
But I'm still coming out in the morning when I let the dogs out to use the bathroom. I'm walking into to spider webs.
Well, it's what I say to my wife. I'm like, listen, believe me, we don't have an overabundance of bugs. Mm-hmm. But we do get some inside, right? But so we get the exterminator to come out, right? And like I try to tell her, it's not going to have a huge impact, right?
Right.
And it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Right. It doesn't. You find some dead bugs to start, like a couple days after, and then you know what? The damn silverfish are still on the wall.
Yeah, they're still coming back and everything else.
I'll come home, and there'll be my shoe will be like over on the corner of like some room, and there's a dead bug underneath it because they're scared. Everybody's scared of bugs.
Breaking news.
Real breaking news.
Veteran running back LeSean McCoy has agreed to a one-year deal with the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Oh, yes!
Boy, don't play with me.
Did I give you a heart attack?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, that's weird because...
Don't play with me.
So when he tweeted
out... Why are you screaming yes? Because the Eagles won't sign him?
Yes.
Okay.
When he was tweeting out trying to win another championship, he was obviously talking about the Bucks. And not coming back here. Because Jalen Mills, they were going back and forth. And it seemed like, based on that, like, oh, he's coming back here. He's going to Tampa. Well, good, you know, good for Shady.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah.
Yeah, good for Shady.
Happy for him. And he may go get another ring.
He might.
Back-to-back world champion, LeSean McCoy.
He might.
Coming up next, Joe Giglio riding with the King. We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Everybody be safe. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.